hates you?
Probably my family. You know, my little brother. He pushes me each and every day, you know, as far as like knowing he's younger than me. He's looking at me as far as like as a role model and somebody to, you know, I want to be the first example. I don't want him not to look nowhere else. As far as like for somebody that work hard to do what they're supposed to do. So, my little brother.
Is that kind of how it's always been with your family?
Yeah, I mean, especially since like my dad passed away, you know, when I was 14. So I just try to set the example since then as far as like for my younger siblings, as far as like how to be moving forward, growing up as a man.
Yes, sir.
Your overall thoughts? Your overall thoughts just on Sam Bradford's debut, how he's looked in the last couple of years, and how do you summarize the Bradford era so far?
You know, I can't really say nothing about like the past couple of years, but this past 15, you know, X amount of days, he's just an excellent competitor. You know, he prepares the right way, he does things the right way. So, I mean, I love him. I love what he brings to the table, and I just try to do what I can for him out there.
How'd you form such good chemistry with him? Because he seems like he's relying on you to be open and separated.
I mean, just as far as like preparation, you know, that's the main thing. As far as like chemistry, I mean, I wouldn't say we built that much chemistry in such a short amount of time. Just guys doing their job, you know, he doing everything he has to do as far as like being a quarterback, and me doing everything I got to do as far as being a receiver. So I catch the ball and I just got to get open.
You're only in your second year, but you've had great games with three different quarterbacks now. What does that say about you?
It's just as far as I just try to prepare the right way. You know, you don't know what you're gonna get back there. As far as like the QB, you don't know how the play is gonna unravel. You know, you don't know what's gonna happen. So I just try to do what I gotta do. And at the end of the day, if that happens, then
did you happen to see a report about the possibility of the game being moved because of protests, riots, that sort of thing?
No, I didn't see it, but I mean, at the end of the day, you're gonna have to play. We gotta play regardless, no matter where we at. I mean, whether we're in the parking lot, whether we're at.
Have you thought about the Kaepernick and some of the things that the guys have done with the anthem?
Nah, I mean, I haven't thought about it per se, especially, you know, as far as like my personal feelings on it, I don't tend to bring my personal feelings, especially with the media or anybody else. So, I mean, everybody's free to do whatever they want to do, but me telling the media about my personal feelings right now won't help me. I talk football. We could talk football, though.
With teams keen on Adrian Peterson in the last couple of weeks, that maybe gave you a little bit extra space. You think that's going to be the same without Peterson in the lineup, or how would you assess that?
As far as, like, I mean, during the week, I got to prepare regardless. I mean, what's happening? I mean, I feel like we got some great backs. You know, we got Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata that can play at a high level. And, you know, regardless of the situation, my job is to get open and play receiver. And if I can open up for my other guys, you know, Jet and all them, and they can go hand in hand. So I think we got some backs that still can play. If not, people don't feel that way. Guess we'll see.
Stephon, what's the key for you creating separation?
I don't know. Just running a good route or just playing at a high level every chance I get. I can't tell you little things like that, bro. Sorry.
What was the celebration about after your touchdown?
You know, my shovel, the usual stuff, but call God for Teddy, you know, that's his thing. So just let him know I miss him out there, and, you know, I had to give him my first one.
What is it about the Carolina defense that makes them so difficult to face?
They just play at a high level. They got fast linebackers, they got fast interior guys, and they got good guys on the back end. So they just like all-around good defense. You know, in the NFL, you're going to see a lot of those. A lot of people are pretty good. You know, a lot of people are great. So just got to prepare and do everything you got to do and execute at a high level.
They've got a few veteran guys in the secondary, but they've also got some young first draft picks. So with that being said, does that change your approach at all? Do you approach that any differently if you were going up against a veteran corner or no?
Nah, not at all, because, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, or what can you do, how long you've been in the league. It's either you can play or you can't. So you prepare the right way during the week, and things unravel how they're supposed to if you put the work in.
Sounds like Adrian's surgery went well and they didn't find anything. Do you have any thoughts on maybe his possible return during the season?
Of course I want my guy back. You know, AD plays a key part in this offense, and, you know, I support him and I love him no matter what. So hopefully he comes back tomorrow. But, you know, I don't make those kind of decisions, or, you know, I ain't the doctor who did the surgery. So I pray for him. I hope he comes back fast, speedy recovery.